Welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work with local nonprofits through funding and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. To learn more, please call 970-625-8189 or visit unitedwaybb.org. For today's show, I have Martha Fredinal. Sorry, Martha, I said your last name so terribly. Martha Fredinal and Rachel Bear with Literacy Outreach. Martha is the Executive Director at Literacy Outreach, and Rachel is a Program Director and former United Way AmeriCorps Vista volunteer serving with Literacy Outreach from 2018 to 2019. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, Tracy.
Hi. So, Martha, can you tell me a little bit about how you came to the Roaring Fork Valley and how you came to be a part of Literacy Outreach?
I came to the Valley after college just to enjoy the great outdoors and see something new. And I became aware of Literacy Outreach through my work in the computer field. And as an avid reader, I just couldn't fathom someone not being able to read. So I've worked teaching essential literacy skills since then and helping
That's
others
amazing.
Gain those skills. Yeah.
So how long has that been that you've been doing literacy outreach work?
I've been working with literacy outreach since 1994.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And Rachel, same question to you. How did you find literacy outreach in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Well, very similar to Martha, I had just graduated from college and came out here to explore the Western Slope. And I was looking to get my career started. I, in college, had worked for a lot of nonprofits and volunteered and interned and things like that, and knew I wanted to continue work in the nonprofit sector. And so that's where I found out about the AmeriCorps Vista program that would allow me to do the work that I wanted to do.
Excellent. And so your year of service was done, but you're obviously still working with Literacy Outreach. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Following my year of service, I was lucky enough to get funding secured so that Literacy Outreach hired me on as a staff member. That was perfect for me because I didn't want to go anywhere. I love the organization and I love the work that we do. I am really passionate about our mission of education. I think that that is the base of solving all other issues that we see in our community. It all stems from having an educated population. And so I'm really excited to be able to continue doing this work.
So I usually save this question for the last, but I feel like you guys are in, the work you're doing is so important and it's so special. Can you tell me, maybe starting with Martha, what is your favorite memory from Literacy Outreach or helping someone to learn to read?
Well, watching the light bulb just really turn bright is probably the favorite part of any teacher. When they finally understand something that they thought they might never, ever understand, but those culminating effects, probably the ones that stick with me the most, are watching someone vote for the first time. Illiteracy causes, it seems like they don't have self-confidence when they come in. And when they finally have a voice, and they have a voice they can trust, their own voice, and being able to speak through a vote is one of the proudest moments any adult learner has when they can do it. And when you see that, you'll never, ever forget the joy in their face and the feeling of just being counted for the first time.
That sounds amazing. I feel like it's a level of independence that they achieve that they didn't even know really they were missing, perhaps.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And how about and you, Rachel? Sorry, Martha, did you have something more?
No, I was going to say, I just remember one gentleman who told me when he voted for the first time that his next goal was to actually serve on jury duty. He wanted to do a civic duty and he couldn't do it.
Wow.
Because he had to be able to read at a particular level. So it's those kind of moments that just keep you going.
Yeah, absolutely. Because here's an individual who truly wants to be able to engage with his community and do his civic duty. And up until now, hadn't had a chance.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm just going to piggyback off of what Martha said. It's also been really exciting for me to watch students be able to vote for the first time, to participate civically for the first time. And for me, it shows just how far they've come as a student. I mean, they're voting, and that's one accomplishment in and of itself. But to get there, you need to have this understanding of the language. You need to have these basic literacy skills. You need to have an understanding of the community and that desire to give back. And it's so awesome to be able to watch that come to fruition.
Absolutely. I'm actually reminded of when I was an educator, how relieved parents were at times that we could actually fill out forms for them, that there was so much stress and weight on just bringing their child to school because they didn't have the ability to fill out the proper forms. But they absolutely wanted their children to be educated, but just knowing that we could translate for them and that we could fill out the forms for them was always just a huge burden for a lot of families. So what you do, the weight of what you do is critical for our valley and for our communities.
Yeah, I think you touched on a really important point there, Tracy, is that a lot of these people that we're working with are parents, and they're working to create a better life for their kids. And so we're working to interrupt that intergenerational cycle of illiteracy and the intergenerational cycle of poverty.
Right. So, tell me a little bit more about the history of Literacy Outreach as a organization. When did you all start doing this work, and what is your service area?
We started doing this work in 1986. It was started by a small group of community volunteers who saw the need for literacy education throughout Garfield County. So we serve all of Garfield County. These are from Carbondale, Glenwood Springs, all the way out to including Newcastle, Silt, Rifle, Parachute, Rulison, Battlement Mesa. So we're all over Garfield County. But it was formed by a group of volunteers who saw the need for basic literacy skills. It was actually spearheaded by a local volunteer, Dorothy Sneerly, who just passed away fairly recently. And they identified learners and trained volunteers to tutor them. So they believe in that really basic thing of each one teach one. But not only that, we've also stressed that we're working with the hardest to teach and the hardest to reach. So that one-on-one, we're able to work with a lot of learners that are struggling with those really basic skills and couldn't succeed in a regular classroom.
Right. And you guys work very hard to find volunteers right there in whichever community they're living in.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. So tell me more about your volunteer base and how that looks with COVID-19.
Yeah. So in a typical year, we have about 150 amazing community members who come out and volunteer their time for us. About 50 of those volunteers are actually volunteer tutors who are working with students one-on-one or in small groups. And then those 100 other volunteers help in so many different ways. A lot of volunteers come out and help with our annual fundraisers. We've got a very active board. We have people come and help around the office. People come and bake cookies, anything that we need. Community members show up and support us. In the wake of COVID, we have been moving all of our operations virtual, which has affected a lot of our volunteers who were used to volunteering in person with us. We've seen a little bit of a decline in the number of volunteers we have just because we haven't been able to figure out how to successfully transition everybody to a virtual platform. So we're working really hard to make that accessible for both our volunteers and our students working online with us. And we're working really hard to find some new volunteers who are a little bit more comfortable in the digital realm.
Excellent. So if someone like myself were to want to help volunteer with this virtual literacy outreach program, where would I go and what would I need to do?
Great question. So you could always just give us a call, 970-945-5282, and we can talk to you a little bit more about what you're looking to do as a volunteer and where that fit might be in our organization. For folks who are interested in becoming a volunteer tutor with us specifically, we are hosting some volunteer tutor information sessions in a couple weeks. They're about an hour long, and it's just for folks to come and learn more about the tutoring opportunities that we have and figure out if it's a good fit. So we've got one, these are going to be virtual on Zoom. We've got one coming up on Tuesday, February 9th at noon, and one on Wednesday, February 10th at 5:30 p.m. So again, folks can just give us a call, 970-945-5282, to get those Zoom links or schedule a different time if those times don't work for you. And those links are also on our website, literacyoutreach.org, and on our Facebook, Literacy Outreach.
You guys have excellent Facebook presence, I feel like, or social media presence. And that was something, if I remember correctly, you worked on when you were a VISTA. Is that correct, Rachel?
That is correct. Yeah. I do a lot of the managing of the Facebook page, and I also created an Instagram account for Literacy Outreach as a VISTA that we still have going. That's also just Literacy Outreach if you want to connect with us on Instagram.
Excellent. And you all are starting or working with us now to hire a new VISTA. That's just so exciting, first of all. And what will that new VISTA be working on with you all?
That new VISTA would be working on marketing and helping us build capacity to recruit and possibly train our new volunteers, but mostly on a marketing end to build that capacity to serve our waiting list, which happens to be around 90 right now throughout Garfield County, and help us reach that digital age. Rachel's made huge strides, but we've seen the need to, with COVID and working remotely, really up our game from a technology standpoint.
Absolutely. So, I know it's been challenging for a lot of nonprofits.
Yes.
To move their programming online. Yeah. So as luck would have it, United Way Battlements the Bells was just able to host our Skier Appreciation Day at Sunlight Mountain Resort on January 8th. We are very fortunate because of COVID-19 that we could host our fundraiser in a place with lots of open air, lots of room to spread out, and people were super good about wearing their masks and washing their hands. But you all have a wonderful fundraiser. And I am just wondering, what does that look like for you this year? And can you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so in a typical year, we have this fundraiser called Spellibration that we'll host. It's an adult spelling bee and silent auction. There's a costume contest, there's drinks, there's food. It's a ton of fun. And we typically do it in April. So we had to unfortunately cancel Spellibration last year. We just didn't have enough time to get that event online. And so right now we are in the planning stages of what Spellibration is going to look like this year. It's still really unclear to us with so many uncertainties, but we are determined to bring something to the community. We want to keep that momentum going. We know that this is a very highly anticipated community event, and we love putting it on for Garfield County. So we're not sure if it's going to be Spellibration or something else. We're not sure if it's going to be in person or online, but we are working to bring some event to the community. So keep your ear to the ground, and we'll be coming out with details about that soon.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to highlight that, you know, you're able to make a donation to Literacy Outreach, to United Way, anytime you would like. So these events, these fundraisers are really important, but just keep that in mind. You're always able to donate to whatever cause you believe in. And right now, especially during this pandemic, I think it's a lot more meaningful in a way when those donations show up out of the blue. So fundraisers are great, but especially with our challenges right now, I know exactly where you're coming from. So I am wondering if you guys can tell me a little bit more about what is also coming up for Literacy Outreach in terms of how many volunteers. You said you have 91 people on your wait list right now. Is that correct?
Somewhere around 90. It fluctuates.
Okay. So if you were to have as many volunteers to serve these individuals as possible, would the best case scenario be 90 volunteers?
That's an excellent question. I think it's so hard because every learner's needs are so different. Some of our students really thrive in that one-on-one setting. And so if all 91 of those students are like that, then yeah, we would want 91 different tutors. But some of our students really do better in those small group settings, in which case we only need one tutor for three or four students. I think to effectively serve all 90 or so of those students on our wait list, we would need at least an additional 70 volunteer tutors.
Excellent. So maybe we can work together and do a volunteer drive for you all. That would be so amazing. I'm wondering, because I would love to volunteer with Literacy Outreach, and I'm wondering, I have insecurities about teaching someone to read, and I'm an educator. How do you kind of get around that? And what do you say to your volunteers or to anyone out there who's listening that's thinking, I would really love to be a part of Literacy Outreach, but I'm not sure I would understand how to teach someone else to read? What do you say to that?
Well, I would say a couple of things. One, I think we should clarify, we do reading, we do writing, we do math, we do English as a second language or whichever acronym you'd like to use now. But in addition, we teach a lot of other things. We teach our learners how to use computers. We teach citizenship classes. We teach financial literacy classes. So that area of expertise where you might be comfortable doing those essential literacy skills, things that are going to bring self-sufficiency to our learners. But wherever you feel comfortable, I'm going to tell you that we do trainings. We're going to train you. We have a series of textbooks that's specifically chosen for that learner to help guide you, so you're not having to figure everything out, the process, because teaching reading is a science. It needs to be presented in a certain order for a learner
right,
to be successful. Yes, yes.
So we have trainers, and we have, that's what staff is here for. We are here to support our volunteers to make our learners successful, thereby making our learners successful. So we're here to support you. So if you have the heart, I think we can give you the knowledge, and we'll work with you.
That's amazing. I think that's just wonderful. And I'm looking forward to attending one of your upcoming informational sessions. Rachel, do you mind reminding us really quickly when those sessions are and how we can get in touch with Literacy Outreach?
Absolutely. So we have one virtual information session on Tuesday, February 9th from noon to 1 p.m., and then one on Wednesday, February 10th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. To get those Zoom links, you can just give us a call, 970-945-5282, or look on our website, literacyoutreach.org, or on our Facebook page at Literacy Outreach.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you both for joining me today and bringing us up to speed with what's happening with Literacy Outreach. And I look forward to working with you in the coming weeks to find your new AmeriCorps Vista.
Thanks so much, Tracy.
We're excited, Tracy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to United Way Cares, a public affairs program on KDNK. You can find past episodes of United Way Cares and all KDNK's other public affairs programs at kdnk.org under Programming.